You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders tries not to make a habit out of eating at fast food restaurants, but the consistency in their product is undeniable and never fails to satisfy a French fries craving.
A recent New York Times article recounted how a group of elderly Korean men are getting grief from McDonald's management in Queens because they spend too much time socializing while spending hardly any money. They might shell out $1.39 for a small order of fries to split among them, but that's about it. Old folks socializing at a McDonald's is not limited to Queens. One can find similar gatherings under the Golden Arches in towns all across America. This is especially true in smaller communities where the traditional downtown cafe has gone the way of the phone booth. It's tough to compete against a chain selling a slate of sandwiches for a buck, as McDonald's does. Our astute daughter noticed something while we were eating at a McDonald's. That's a rare occurrence, but we were on the road in Hungary. Nothing else in the small town where we stopped looked appealing. The one thing about McDonald's is consistency. An Egg McMuffin in Des Moines is going to taste just like one purchased in Dallas. And I have a weakness for the fries, always have. But I've sworn off the burgers. I only yield to the cheeseburger and paradise temptation about a half dozen times a year. When that occurs, I'm going to make it a top quality affair, not a fast food burger with tasteless beef and bland buns. As we looked around at the rather hefty patrons gathered on a Sunday afternoon, she said, "You know, it costs less money to be obese than to eat healthy these days." She's right. The dollar menu features several burgers and chicken sandwiches, all high in fat content and calories. A salad at McDonald's, which is healthier, is pushing $5. So folks forced to watch how they spend their money can get a lot more food off the fattening side of the menu for less money. That's one reason, and there are many, we have an obesity epidemic in America. I was sitting in the tire store the other day. Fox News was blaring in the waiting room, and it was too cold to wait outside, so I was held hostage to the Fair and Balanced Network. Neil Cavuto was interviewing a science teacher who lost 37 pounds by eating only at McDonald's. With the help of his students, he developed a 2,000-calorie plan. He ate healthy items like oatmeal and egg whites for breakfast, a salad at lunch, and then splurged on a value meal for dinner. Big Macs and fries, even ice cream for dessert. After 3 months, with 45 minutes of walking every day, he had dropped from 249 pounds to 170 pounds. This is in stark contrast to the documentary Supersize Me, where Morgan Spurlock ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days. He consumed everything on the menu at least once and ate 3 full meals a day. In a month, Spurlock gained 25 pounds, his cholesterol shot up, he had chronic headaches and sustained liver damage. The science teacher continues to eat at McDonald's. The manager provides free food and correctly says the food choices we make are what cause obesity. Personally, if I ate every meal at McDonald's for a week, let alone a month, I would be not only chubbier, but even more irascible than I am now. I don't think I'll turn into one of those fellows hanging out at Mickey D's for the cheap coffee, though I am not above requesting the senior citizen discount when in the drive-thru line. A cup of decent Joe for 50 cents is a good deal. It goes well with a breakfast taco from the little place down the street. Besides, that place is locally owned.
Gary Borders is a journalism instructor at Kilgore College and is a Friday regular at our calorie-free public radio establishment, which, by the way, is high in knowledge and nutrients. You can find his work at GaryBorders.com.